Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you DJ ESG.
What's up, guys? DJ ESG on its wedding advice season number 8. And today I had to talk about what happened to me this past weekend. Crazy. I was at a venue in the city that doesn't really do weddings, but that wasn't really the major problem. So we're waiting for the ceremony to start, and the officiant gets a phone call saying that the photographer's car got towed. And if you ever got towed in the city of Philadelphia or Detroit or anywhere else for that matter, you'll know how big of an issue it is. First, they get you for why they towed you in the first place. There's a fine. Then they get you for the towing. There's a fine. Then they get you for storage fees at the lot. That's a fine. Then they get you for annoyance. That's a fine. Then you're a PPA for like 4 hours. So I go to the girl when she finally shows up, because the ceremony was on time, but she was a little late getting there, and I had to wait for her. And I was like, what happened? Where's your car? She goes, my car's on Oregon, which is the PPA lot. Good luck. And I said, have you ever seen Parking Wars on television? You'll know what I'm talking about. You just watch that show. It's not on regular TV anymore. Just pull up on YouTube. So I go, so what did you do? She goes, I parked in front of a hydrant. I didn't know. And I was like, wait. She goes, you didn't know. She goes, I don't come to the city a lot. I'm like, what's that to do with a fire hydrant? Like, you're telling me if you parked in the suburb in front of a fire hydrant, you wouldn't have gotten towed, or you wouldn't have gotten your car smashed in if there was a fire? Said, you parked in front of a fire hydrant. She said, yeah, but I didn't think that would, you know, I didn't really realize it was there. And I was like, oh, okay. So now you have no car, and your wallet's in your car, and your ID's in your car. And she actually left the wedding an hour plus early, I think. I don't know, because the cake was getting cut and she wasn't there. So the videographer had to cut the cake or take the photos of the cake. And that was, you know, the bride was a little annoyed with that one. And who knows where the photographer went. And then I'm looking outside. I'm very observant, and I see the backlights of a tow truck. I stopped the music, kind of. I turned it down a little bit, and I go, I'm going to be a real nice guy here and let you guys know that some of these cars getting towed out front. And I pointed to where it was, and all of a sudden, you see the videographer flying outside. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. First the photographer, now the videographer. And luckily, man, he got it stopped in time, like, before they actually, like, took it all the way away. But I was like, dude, you're parked the wrong direction. Like, you can't park left on the right-hand side. That doesn't work. You have to park with traffic. And he's running outside. I'm like, oh my God, you got to be kidding me. And not only that, the venue, sweet as pie, but I mean, it took forever to get the dishes out. I mean, we're talking salad and then pasta and then main. And it was like, I mean, it was a tour. And, you know, it wasn't his fault. It was just the nature of having your wedding at a place that doesn't do weddings, an Italian restaurant. So we had about an hour and a half, hour and 15 minutes of dancing total, like hardcore, which was cool. And they danced. But man, between the photographer getting her car towed, and her leaving early, and the videographer almost getting his car towed, and him almost having an anxiety attack, and then the venue not getting the food out quick enough, and all the people driving me nuts, like, because they were bored, I could totally tell. It's like, man, you know, when you hire your vendors and you hire people, man, make sure everybody knows the rules of where they're going, and they know what they can and can't do, and they know what time the food needs to come out and how a wedding actually works, and not to leave early and all this other jazz. I'm like, oh my God. And when it was over, the groom walks up to me and gives me a big hug, the bride. I mean, I'm 45. I've been around the block for 30 plus years. These people were not nearly my age. We're talking like, you know, young 20s, mid 20s. And while they're great at shooting and doing things, they're not great at really understanding the conceptual theory of a wedding and stuff that happens at a wedding. At least most of them that I've met aren't. So, you know, you're trading the good with the bad, but oh my goodness gracious, it was hysterical. So just whenever you guys have a wedding and you hire vendors, like, make sure your vendors understand everything that has to happen, like where they can park their cars, how fast the food needs to come out. If something happens to your car or something, you don't leave and just go bye-bye. I have no idea where these people went. And there was like a lot of other things that happened too. But I mean, nice, super sweet, super nice people, but I mean, just like common sense didn't occur. So I will leave you with that. It's great advice. I'm still laughing because the only two people that got towed were the other two vendors. It was just really odd. All right, so peace, love, and God above, and I'll be back. Bye-bye.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once? I am one of those melodramatic fools, neurotic to the bone, no doubt about it. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid? Am I just stuck? I went to a shrink to analyze my dreams. She says it's like a sex that's bringing me down. I went to a whore. He said my life. Grasping to control. So I bet.